Okay, so I just wanted to flesh out the quick Dvar Halacha I'd said this morning. And I mentioned this morning, as the summer months are now upon us and people are spend much of their time when they can going away, whether on vacation or even just for Sundays, the question becomes when one is obligated in davening with a minyan. So just to flesh out the points we made this morning. So the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph has a Gemara which isn't totally explicit as to what it refers to, but it says that if one is traveling along the way, then one is obligated to do something if one can reach his destination within 4 mil, and if the if he would have to go in the opposite direction, so then he would go 1 mil. Now, it's not exactly clear what this Gemara refers to. There are multiple positions in the Rishonim. One position in the Rishonim is that if one needs to wash one's hands, so then if he will find water within 4 mil going forward and he's traveling that direction, he has to wait to eat for 4 mil. If he would have to go backwards, he only has to go back 1 mil. But the accepted pshat halacha is that of Rashi, is the Torah notes in Arachayim Sibin Sadi, which that this refers to the chiyuv to daven with a minyan. That if one is traveling forward and within the direction that he's traveling, he'll reach a place where he can daven the minyan within 4 mil. So then he's obligated to wait till he gets there to continue traveling. And if he would have to go backwards, so he only has to go back 1 mil. So the poskim debate. So that's what I'll get to in just now, right? So a mil is a distance which, however long it is, it's about the amount of distance that a person could walk in 18 minutes, right? That's whatever exactly the dimensions are. The poskim are divided on the question of whether, in fact, this refers to a period of time or whether it refers to distance. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah himself is divided, because this distinction between 4 mil and 1 mil appears in many other halachos as well. So, for example, if you look in Yerideya, in Siman Kuf Yud Bet, Sift Tes Zayin, Shulchan Aruch says that if one is Makbid and Pas Yisrael, so then, is normally Makbid and Pas Yisrael, so then, if he is doesn't have Pas Yisrael, and what he has is Pas Palter, so is he allowed to have Pas Palter, right? Commercially produce bread, or does he have to wait to find Pas Yisrael? So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it depends. If you're traveling, and within 4 mil, you're going to find bread, which is Pas Yisrael, and your minhag is to wait, is to only eat Pas Yisrael, you have to wait. If you would have to go backwards, you only have to go backwards 1 mil. The Pischei Tshuva, their comments that it doesn't matter if you happen to be in a car. He didn't say car, but he said on a horse, if you're riding. Because even though it's true that the mil, walking, might take you 18 minutes, and riding will take you 3 minutes, will take you 5 minutes. So you could have made the argument that one has to travel 72 minutes worth of travel time rather than distance. He says it's not the case. You only have to travel 4 mil, whether that takes you 72 minutes to walk, or takes you 5 minutes to drive, or takes you 20 minutes to ride on a horse, it doesn't matter. All we care about is distance, regardless of how much time it takes. And the Mishnah Berurah himself paskins this way in Siman Sadi Bet in Arachayim, in the context of Netilas Yadayim for Tvila. We know you have to wash your hands before you daven as well. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if you can find water within 4 mil, you have to wait when you're traveling to go wash your hands within 4 mil. And there the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and we say 4 mil, we mean distance. So that means if you're in a car, despite the fact that you can get 4 mil in 3-4 minutes, it doesn't matter. Even if it only takes you 3 minutes to go find water, you're not obligated to go find water. You can simply daven without washing your hands if the place where you could get water is more than physically 4 mil away, whatever that is, a few miles, again, depending on the shiurim and the poskim. And that is one train of thought in poskim. Rav Menashe Klein in the Tshuvas Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Tesvav, Tshuva Ayin, paskins that way, Bipshitos. However, Rov poskim don't paskin this way, and the Mishnah Berurah in most other places where this halacha comes up says that's not the case. Then when we say 4 mil, we mean time, we don't mean distance. The point of the Gemara was that we are matriach you, we make you put forth enough effort such that you have to put in 72 minutes worth of effort if getting to a minyan would already be in the direction you're going in. And if it's in the opposite direction, 18 minutes, it's an amount of effort you need to put in. So if you're in a car, right, so Big deal, so I'll drive 10 minutes. Who cares that it's 20, right? It's 10 mil, it's 15 mil. It takes me 10 minutes to go to catch a minion. What do I care how many miles it happens to be? So the Mishnah Berurah says this in several places. I'm in Ber Halacha, in Arachaim, Sim, in Kuf, Samach, Gimel, in the context of washing your hands for bread. He takes it, Kedavar Pasha, that when we say Arba Mil, it doesn't mean distance, it means an amount of time. Mishnah Berurah, in Arachaim, Sim, in Reish Mem Tet. In the context of the Isser to travel on Friday, because you might travel too far, you might get stuck for Shabbos, again says, you can travel 10 miles away from your house if it's only going to take you 10 minutes to get back. Right? The problem is, we don't want you to go too far away in terms of time, not in terms of distance. The question is, how fast can you get back before Shabbos? And this is, I think, the consensus of Poskim, the Tfilchosa Poskins way, the Avnei Yashvei Poskins way, the Panine Halacha Poskins this way. And so Halacha Lamaisa, the Poskim say that, again, if you're traveling, right, you're coming back from your cottage, and within 72 minutes of driving, you'll be able to get a minion, so you have to wait, and you have to daven there. If it would force you to turn around, so then you only have to go 18 minutes. Now what if it's not, you're not traveling, you're simply sitting in your house. So how far do you have to travel? So Mishnah Berurah assumes, as do most poskim, that there the halacha is 18 minutes. Is it the same as going backwards? Panine Halacha suggests sort of a compromise position. He says as follows. He thinks that if you're traveling, he would be machmir. He thinks you should be machmir to say that if you're traveling, so then you have to go back 18 minutes worth of time, not distance, because you're already in the car. So you're already in the car, so we can say that if you're already traveling, so turn around, go 18 minutes, and daven the minyan. But if you're in your house, and it's not obvious that you're going to get back in the car, right? You've come back from a long day. You're 20 minutes away from your 25 minute walk away from the nearest shul. You're up in your cottage, you showered, you were sweating the whole day. You don't really want to get back in the car. So do you really have to get back in the car? Because you could theoretically get to a minyan within 18 minutes of driving. So there the Panine Halacha is misopic. He's not sure in that case that we would say that since I could technically get back in my car and find a minyan 15 minutes away, that I have to do that once I've, you know, I'm home for the night, so maybe we would say, no, there we go, by distance, because maybe all you want to do is take a walk. You don't want to get into a car, so you wouldn't be matriach. Just a few more points, since we have to get to this 10 minutes here. So just a few more points. Panine Halacha adds something which I think is very mitzdaber, and he says, all these halachos only refer to a situation that happens to come up. But if one is moving into a city, and because of price of real estate, you know that if you're a 20-minute walk away from the shul, that it's going to be cheaper, and you decide to live far away from the shul, you think this hedger doesn't apply. This is only you happen to find yourself 18 minutes away from the shul, so you don't have to be matriach yourself to go to shul. But if you decide you're going to live in a place which is 20 minutes away from shul, that was your decision, you can't say, okay, I'm always exempt from going to minyan because I chose to live slightly outside this mill boundary. Doesn't make sense. This would if this is true, this would open the question, which I'm not sure what the answer is where do you draw the line, right? If you're going away on vacation for a week, is that called keva, right? Do I have to take into account, if I'm going away for a day or two, fine, but if I'm going away for a significant period of time, and the closest minyan is a 20-minute, 25-minute drive, right? Can I say I'm exempt, or do I say, since I'm settling down, I'm making a decision that I'm going on vacation to a place where the nearest minyan is 25 minutes away, then maybe I am obligated because I entered into that situation knowing the stakes. One last point is that the Kaf HaChaim suggests that perhaps all of this is only true when you're going in between cities. But if the minyan is within your city, so then even if it's half an hour away, 40 minutes away, you're still obligated because the laws of 4 mil and 1 mil follow the rules of Tchum Shabbos, where nothing counts until you're outside the city. But most posts, Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, Panine Halacha, reject this and say, no, it doesn't matter whether you're in the city, out of the city. The issue here is that Chazal said you're only obligated to daven with a minyan if it takes you a certain amount of time to get there. Doesn't matter whether you're in the city, out of the city. And again, whether it's a sheer distance or time is the machlokas we discussed, but it doesn't matter where you're located. The question is how much of a tirach, how much effort do you have to put in to get to a minyan.